AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
With that, we welcome you to the AC All Access Show right here on 96.5 The Cave and on 96.5thecave.com, streaming live. We have our own Josh Mitchell back in our downtown Adrian studios. Stacy Mitchell, normally with me. She's off being a mother with her son, baseball game, you know, spring sports and all that stuff. So hopefully Stacy joins us momentarily with Adrian College TV, Megan Abby Lubert, filming some stuff, and they'll get some clips of these interviews up on their social media. So find it any way you can. TVs are going here at Frickers in Adrian. We have the Tigers in action against the Padres. They just tied it up in the bottom of the first inning, 1-1. We have the Pistons in playoff action, which we haven't said in a long time. A 7:30 tip-off against the New York Knicks. Really, anything you want to watch is available here at Frickers. They have all those, you know, off-the-wall apps. You can, you know, get what you want here at Frickers. Our rundown of the show today, we'll have men's lacrosse, women's lacrosse, and then NCAA softball to finish up our conversations today. All student athletes today, and we're going to start with the men's lacrosse team, the senior goalie from Canton, Michigan. I'm joined right now by Sam Spangler. Sam, thanks for getting on the show.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
And, I mean, season's not over yet, but, I mean, your team is 10-6 this year, and you're 4-1 in conference play. I don't know when the last time that conference record has been set, but, I mean, it's almost every game now. It's another milestone for this program that's seen a lot of success this year, and you've been a part of this team for 4 years now. Could you kind of just kind of put it in perspective, the season so far?
Well, so this season, I mean, it's a real important one to a lot of us. We got 13 seniors on the roster, obviously. You know, very senior-heavy class. We got a very veteran-led defense and offense, and we're kind of putting all the things together that we haven't in the past. We, you know, came in, kind of turned the program around, thanks to Coach Wetzel doing a great job recruiting. Brought all this whole group in, and we're just doing wonderful things right now. You know, offense is running in full cylinders, defense is cooking. We're just happy to be out there and stay playing.
I mean, it's, you know, senior class of, as you mentioned, 13 that are graduating this year. I don't know how many came in with you, but that's a large class for lacrosse. I mean, yeah. You can't get them all on the field at the same time. Like, there was senior day recently. I don't think all of them could start.
No, we didn't have that opportunity. I mean, we got as many as we could out there. We got Michael Camacho scoring the first goal, mm-hmm. with Cameron Reed taking the face off. It's not really something you see on a normal day.
No, and that was quick, too.
Oh,
and
6 seconds.
Yeah, the cave was there for that one, and I was up the press box, you know, thinking that's not common. You don't see that too often in lacrosse. So, Sam, this season is kind of built to these kind of moments and your time at Adrian College. I want to turn back the clock a little bit. Your sort of career pre-Adrian College, getting into lacrosse, how long have you been playing it, and things like that.
All right, I think it's my 12th year playing lacrosse now. I started playing Canton Rec back when I was in 5th grade, 6th grade, and I don't know, I kind of found my love for the goaltending position early. We didn't really have a goaltender early on, and I kind of stepped in and just kind of stuck with it. Sure, I mean, part of it might have been not wanting to run all that much, but, you know, I found an attraction to getting hit by the ball.
Yeah, and that's, for people that don't really know what goes on in the sport of lacrosse, it's somewhat of a rubber ball.
Yeah, it's a pretty hard rubber ball.
And I would equate it to maybe baseball or a little bit smaller?
A little bit smaller.
And he's getting thrown at you pretty quick off those sticks. What kind of protection do you get to have as a goalie?
Well, I get a chest protector that goes from, like, my clavicle down to the top of my waist. And then I get some gloves and a helmet, and that's about it.
And, like, I on the air describe it as a fishing net.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Kind of that size.
That's not a terrible.
Like you're out on a boat. And
yeah, I get a bigger stick than the usual field player, but, you know, same shaft size and everything.
And I guess the mindset of a lacrosse goalie different than a hockey goalie. Hockey goalie, I think, wants to avoid using their stick as much as they can, use their glove, use their pad. You can't. Like, you can't. I mean, you have. You can't have a kick save. You have to be very coordinated and be in the right spot. Well, what's the approach to a goalie? Like, what's the mindset? What are you looking for?
A lot of it's really mental. I think I use my body a little bit more to make saves than some other goaltenders. I like to use my bigger, wider frame to kind of get behind the ball, and I try to value my steps a lot, and I put a lot of practice into that. Definitely a lot of shots outside of practice, outside of the season, to get myself prepped and ready to track the ball.
So when you... I'm assuming your high school, I don't know if you went to Canton High School or where you went
to. Canton High
School. They had lacrosse?
Yes.
And then how did you find Adrian College? Are there people on the team back then that recruited you from your area, or how'd that happen?
So I played club ball with PLG, and Mark Greeny, the head of that program, did a phenomenal job helping me with the recruiting process, reaching out to coaches for me, and I got to put myself out there at a lot of different tournaments. And when Coach Wetzel reached out to me, it was like awesome, because I had never really thought that I would have the opportunity to play at the next level, and like, it was always a dream of mine, but it wasn't really like top on my list. And as soon as I like got the opportunity, I was like, man, I gotta take this. And once I saw the campus, I knew that was it.
Yeah, took a visit. Did you see a game and kind of?
I actually saw an indoor practice, and that was it for me.
That's
I came in the winter for sneak peek day. I was there with Derek Hassel and one of our other players who unfortunately isn't with us anymore. And, you know, that was just it for me. Like, I love the environment. I love what Coach had to offer.
And then you come in. We talked off air. Aside from an injury your sophomore season, it's been your net. I mean, to put a freshman in net, especially at the college level, it takes conviction and guts from a coach. I mean, how'd that start? And then it's kind of been your net ever since.
Yeah, a big thing early on was it kind of took some of the weight off my shoulders, was not having many expectations for me freshman year, and just kind of new environment. And instead of letting that get to me, I kind of was just like, all right, they don't expect me to do anything. Let's see what I can do. Let's push myself to the max and see what I can do in there.
Talking with Sam Spangler with the men's lacrosse team at Adrian College. So this season, you are 9-6 in goal. The team is 10-6. Save percentage, 55.2, 213 saves. I believe you have the, I don't know if it's the single season. No, you broke the, you're first in the MIAA in saves this year. You broke the career saves record in program history earlier in the season, just a record. This will be the year of records for this team.
Oh, 100%.
You know, you, Jonas, the team, I think, in general. A 55.2 save percentage. Hockey goalies wouldn't see the ice again if they had a 55% save percentage. But if they get a shot on goal, obviously chances are just over 50%. You're going to make that save. What's the key to just not allowing a shot? Right? Is that the most important thing, to just not let there be an opportunity and get the defense in front of you?
A lot of it comes down to, one, me being in the right position, stepping correctly, like tracking the ball. But another big piece is the defense and keeping guys out of the middle of the field, forcing them to low angles where I have a higher chance of making a save, or keeping them outside 10, 12 yards so I have more time to track the ball. Because when that ball is coming in hot, it gets pretty tough sometimes. But like, having that great defense in front of me is definitely a huge part of why I'm making as many saves as I am.
Is there enough time for you to communicate during a play to your defense, or they have to know, and if they're not in the right spot, it's going to be a tough time?
Out there, a lot of the on-the-fly communication is just kind of normal now, like where the ball's at, who's hot, who's going to be the next slide. But a great thing about having the senior-led defense is they take care of a lot of that, so I can focus on saving the ball. A lot of my communication will come when there's a dead ball or in between plays, when we're trying to figure out what's going on out there without all that pressure and needing to save the ball.
Talking Adrian College men's lacrosse here at Frickers, and Adrian on the ACL Access Show. People that may have tuned into our lacrosse games, or maybe watching it for the first time, or not really into the sport but trying to dip their toe in, one thing that it's part of the sport, and I get it, but might maybe frustrate's the wrong word. if your opponent takes a shot toward the goal, they miss, but they are closest to the ball when it goes out of bounds, they get possession. How do you not get frustrated as a goalie, right? You did everything to make them miss the shot, but then they get rewarded with another chance to play.
Well, having the shot clock's great because they only get so many of those opportunities in a row. It gets kind of frustrating and sometimes tiring for the defense when, say, I make a save and it deflects off me and then they pick up the rebound and they keep getting those shot clock resets. And
right.
That's when we start getting into those three-minute possessions when and that gets pretty winding. And so it's those stops towards the end of those long runs, those long possessions are huge for momentum for us.
There are special teams in lacrosse. There are penalties. One of the types is I'll equate it to soccer where it's just you have the advantage, so you're going to keep playing. If not, they'll stop playing, then you go. There are the ones where it's actually a timed penalty
yep.
where you're down a player or down two. How do you approach that on the defensive end for special teams?
So we got our core special forces unit and
that's what you call it. Special forces.
Special forces.
It sounds
yeah.
so official.
Oh, it does. And we've been extremely efficient in conference play. I think stopping around 77% of opponents' man ups, which is it's great because we get out there and it's you know sometimes it's like oh crap you know they got this extra man we yeah. gotta get a stop here, but having this great group of these seniors like Cam Reed, AJ Hayes, Noah Carithers, he's a freshman, Jack Messel and. Ty Ristow out there, like we can hold it down, communicate through all the issues, and a big part of that is like preparation too in practice with Coach Hibbard and Coach Wetzel getting us a game plan for what they're planning on doing on man up, so we can get a lot of those stops from that.
Defense doesn't get a lot of press, doesn't get a lot of love. You know, they see the goals and those are awesome, and what your teammate and classmate Michael Jonas is doing this season is obviously incredible for the record books at the school and in the nation in terms of scoring. But you can't just have one side. You need the other. And I know, you know, your attackers, certain number have to stay up. Some go back and play defense. Just how did this season turn from, okay, we're getting the process. We're trying to create a culture, figure this thing out, and then boom, and hit this year. Like, was there a moment, maybe it was last year, or maybe it was the off season, or a game this season, where it was like, hey, we're a good lacrosse team. Like, we can not just hang with these people, we can beat these people.
Yeah, you see, I'd almost relate a lot of that back to last season when we went to Calvin and lost a conference game that we hadn't lost in however many years since we had been here. Like, we beat them both times, freshman and sophomore year, and dropped that game junior year in double overtime, I think it was, and that was a rough one for us because we just expected to win that one. And that was when we took a hit mentally last year and kind of went downhill from there, but I don't think we wanted that to happen again this year. It's our last chance for a lot of us, and like we just want to succeed and see each other succeed. And so I think coming into this year, we were like, man, we got to get this done. This is it.
And so far, so good. You are 4-1 in conference play this season. Just one three-goal loss earlier this year in conference play. You do have one more regular season game. You have made it into the playoffs. Now, albeit there are seven teams, six are making it this year in men's lacrosse and in the MIAA, but you have to do it. You got to find a way. You are in. Congrats on that. You're hoping to get the number two seed. You would be the three seed if you drop it. You'll host a quarterfinal Saturday if you were not to win. If you do win on Wednesday, you get the two seed and a bye. And when I talked with your coach on senior day beforehand, one of his objectives was, hey, let's not only get there, but get one of these byes. And he believed that your team could do it, and you're one win away from it. What do you have to do Wednesday to beat a big-time rival?
Oh, man, a lot of that is the mental side of things. Like, this is a tough team that we've faced a couple times over the last 3 years, and last year was a close one. We started off really rough. It was, I think, 12-0 after the first half, and we rallied back, scored 9 goals to their 1 in the second half, and we were right there. So I think the mental preparation for this Albion game is the most important thing. So we're a tough team. We're a tough team to beat right now. We're aggressive. We got a high-powered offense, a physical defense, and that's what's going to carry us through, the mental. mental side of things.
With your potent defense transitioning into offense, that in sports that flow, right, in football, it's like you run a play, right, then you run the next play, then it's a break, then you run the next play. Lacrosse is ever moving, ever flowing, like a soccer game, like a hockey game. How does your team like to get from your end of the field to the other transition-wise? I've seen a couple of different things, but what does your team primarily try to do? Or, Sam, does it depend on your opponent?
A lot of it does depend on the opponent, but a big aspect is the athletes that we have out there. All six guys we trust to transition the ball, whether it's a long stick or a short stick. Like, we have a stud defensive midfielder, Brandon Horoff, who can just take the ball and run full field and even going down and score a goal himself. Like, yeah, he's our punt returner, and he's an all-star in the clear. So
Didn't he do that against KZU?
Oh, he did. Yep.
That was fun. That was toward the end of the game.
Yeah, I made a save. The rebound came out. He picked the ball up and ran 80 yards, took it to the house, and buried one.
That was cool.
It was incredible.
Being at that senior day game for the station, and I'm going to pencil in something on my calendar for these playoff games, Sam, for your team. You get a good-sized crowd, and it's not just, you know, family and friends. It's other teams coming out and supporting. It means something, you know, especially at D3, to turn around and see people there, because some schools you turn and there's nobody there. Could you talk about that atmosphere?
Well, I mean, this home environment atmosphere is probably what's carried us to be undefeated at home this year. We love playing in the dock. Like, it's our place, and we feel comfortable there. That's why it's so crucial that we go out and get this win Wednesday, so that first playoff game, that home one, that's ours.
And that would be to, assuming a win Wednesday, even with the loss, you'd be at home.
Yes.
You'd like to grab the 2 seed, get, you know, rest for a little bit, and then be at home. You are in a 3-game winning streak. You got Kalamazoo, Trine, and Alma, 26-2. You don't see that margin very often.
No, not very often.
No. What was the case there? Were you stellar in net, and you had to make all these saves, or just the offense kind of carried you that day?
The offense definitely did their fair share of work that day. They're currently a developing team. They're kind of coming up where we were quite a few years ago when Coach Wetzel started to take over the program. And I mean, they're on their way up. They'll get back here in a couple of years. But like, they back before Wetzel took over the team, they were the team that was beating Adrian 26-2 or 16-0 or whatever it may have been. Like, they were blowing us out of the water, so we didn't want to hold back.
And then you get a 13-plus player recruiting class, and it's D3. You're not going to go buy players and NIL and all these kind of things. Well, Sam, you putting together a great season. Congrats on putting yourself in the record books. You know, probably a little elbow nudge to Michael and be like, hey, I'm in there too. It's not just you.
He's killing it. He's doing unbelievable things this year. I mean, you can't guard him. Every time he scores, I'm yelling, can't guard Mike, because you can't. It's impossible. He just finds his way to bury the ball.
He does. Is it for lacrosse, is it, what's the number one skill? Is it just simply speed, or is it shot placement, or what do you think it is?
There's so many different things, and it varies position to position. Like, a lot of these offensive guys, especially Mike, he has some great vision off ball, so he'll be able to find guys in small gaps off ball to get an assist like he likes to do. He's got tons of those this year, and you know, speed goes a long way with Brandon. He's the most athletic person on the field at all times. He'll take that ball 80 yards and get it down to the offensive side for us. I mean, Cam's huge. He's strong.
Literally.
He's 6'5". That kid's a monster.
Yeah.
He has the ability to push kids around and take the ball away. I mean, I take up the cage because I'm a little bigger.
You know? You got that fishing net in there, too.
That helps me out.
Well, if the Bulldog fans or people interested in watching some good lacrosse, you can actually hit the road Wednesday at Albion. That's not too far away, about an hour's drive over to Albion out west, and hopefully grab a win and get that bye into the second round and the semis, or grab the 3 seed and you would be home for a quarterfinal on Saturday. Go to adrianbulldogs.com and find all the information. I've been talking with Adrian College senior goalie from Canton, Michigan, Sam Spangler. Sam, thanks for a great conversation. Good luck Wednesday and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
For sure. And again, Sam Spangler with men's lacrosse here at Adrian College. Frickers is the place to be on a Monday night and every night. I don't know if you can hear everyone in the background. Table's filling up. I think the bar is full. You got playoff hockey. You have the Tigers on. You have playoff basketball coming up later tonight. This is the place to be. Drinks, food specials, you want it, they got it. Kids eat free. You got freaking daily deals. You got lunch specials, all that good stuff here at Frickers in Adrian. You have the happy hour, 3 to 6, and 9 to close every day. We'll be back with more of the ACL Access Show right here on 96.5 The Cave. 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Enjoy the spring weather with a home softball doubleheader against St. Mary's College this Thursday at 3 and 5 p.m. and a baseball doubleheader against Hope College Saturday at 1 and 4.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Enjoy the spring weather with a home softball doubleheader against St. Mary's College this Thursday at 3 and 5 p.m. and a baseball doubleheader against Hope College Saturday at 1 and 4.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Enjoy the spring weather with a home softball doubleheader against St. Mary's College this Thursday at 3 and 5 p.m. and a baseball doubleheader against Hope College Saturday at 1 and 4.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Enjoy the spring weather with a home softball doubleheader against St. Mary's College this Thursday at 3 and 5 p.m. and a baseball doubleheader against Hope College Saturday at 1 and 4.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The All Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian, right on South Main Street. Kind of windy and a little bit cool outside, but it's always cool in Frickers in Adrian. They have bar seating, low tops. If you can tolerate a bar stool, they got plenty here. Specials throughout the week, throughout the day. TVs everywhere. I think it's a $6.99 personal pitcher. $7.49 weekday lunch specials. Don't forget their app, the Frickers app. Let's see, we have the Tigers game. Got a hockey game going on. basketball coming up in a little bit. The Pistons in playoff action. So a lot of options. Good food, good drinks, and good people here at Frickers. We are continuing our lacrosse conversation with Mariana Miller with the Adrian College women's lacrosse team. She is a senior transfer. Check out this track. She is from Newport Beach, California. She went to Concordia in Ann Arbor. They're not going to have athletics. Their coach, or your current coach, has a bit of a tie there.
Yes.
So then you transfer from Ann Arbor all the way to Adrian.
Yep.
Not too far away. Still the same state. Mariana, I want to get that taken care of first. California to Michigan. Normally it's the other way around. People leave here for the weather to go to California. Why are you playing lacrosse in Michigan?
Actually, so I was born and raised in Michigan around the Troy, Sterling Heights area. And then when I was 6-7 years old, I moved to Newport Beach, California because my dad's job. And my dad said, hey, I want you to find the closest thing to ice hockey because I do not want you to play for the Lady Ducks. So we found lacrosse, and I absolutely fell in love with it. I used to have to travel all around, though. Lacrosse wasn't big on the West Coast, so traveling was a huge thing. And then when I got older and into high school, I realized that I wanted to move back to Michigan and be with my family. And really, I was only interested in going to, like, places around there. So I found Concordia in 2019, and I ended up committing to Concordia and played there until 2021. And then I actually technically didn't play collegiate sport because of COVID, and I broke my nose and everything. And then I ended up taking 2.5 years off of school, and Coach Asher ended up leaving Concordia as well. And then 2.5 years later, in 2023, she was like, end of 2023, she was like, I'm taking a job at Adrian College. I want you to come with me. Do you want to finish your degree? And I said, yes. She goes, do you want to make a championship team maybe again? I said, yes, I'm down.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
That's the kind of story I was hoping to get.
Yeah.
That's so cool that, you know, your coach is very high on your team.
Yes.
She's, you know, trying to build a thing, but also just win right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no reason to wait. If you can get it done now, go ahead. Obviously, NAIA, Concordia versus D3, NCAA Adrian College, a little bit different competition level, I'd say, you know, across the board. You know, you get some interchangeable talent, but for the most part, a little bit more, I'll just be blunt, a little more talent in the NAIA. They can do some different things and recruit some different players. So you ultimately decide to come here and play lacrosse. So is this your second year on the team then?
Yes, this is.
Okay, so you've been here every year with the coach.
Yes, I've been here since last year. I transferred in January of 2024. And, I've been here ever since.
All right, so Mariana leads the team in goals with 40. Congrats on that. That seems
like
a good milestone.
It is. It's cool.
was that – were you getting that kind of output, you know, when you played at Concordia or
– yes and no. Honestly, I did have some chemistry with some girls on the NAIA, and I think we honestly were battling for that number one spot on our team. But I think a lot of us had – amazing talent. We were kind of just like all level on the attacking and midfield side, where I think I ended with like 22 goals before I left Concordia, and I had a girl that had like 21, or I think I tied with some girl too as well my freshman year. And coming over here, I honestly did not know how I was going to do. I haven't touched a lacrosse stick in 2 years before I came here. I didn't really know much about D3 lacrosse in general. So, and coming in here, I ended up just doing pretty good. And honestly, it's thanks to my teammates as well. They know how to get the ball to me, and I know how to get the ball to them, and we make really, really good plays as well.
You are an attacker.
Yes.
So, midfielders are jealous. You only play on about a third of the field, right? Yes. Typically.
Yes.
You're not allowed to go past a certain point back.
Yeah.
What is it, you know, about that position that you like? Is that something you've always played, or you've kind of moved around, like where your team needs you, things like that?
So until I came to college, I always was a midfielder. I was actually a drill specialist too in high school and in middle school, and I kind of was just like thrown around everywhere, but I did like scoring goals. I did like,
oh,
you know,
yes.
And I also did like those assists and, you know, seeing the transition of the ball from defense to attack. I that's one of my favorite things too as well. And, I forgot what I was going to say. But, I think I just have always been an attacker. Maybe I'm a
Even
little
from
too
the
rough.
Midfield position,
yeah.
you'd lean a little more offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes I get a little too aggressive, and I can't always, you know, play defense. But at the same time, I think that a lot of other girls are very, very educated in defense, and I don't think I'm there. And I think I'm more of an attacker, and I have more attack lacrosse IQ than in defense.
Well, now it's time to give some credit to your defense, because the team is 10-5 this season, 2-4 in conference play. So it's a combination of, obviously, the obvious statement of the night, outscoring people and not letting you get scored on. As you're standing there, observing the defense, admiring what they do, or playing against them in practice, mm-hmm. You know, what stands out to you about this team's defense?
I think us and one other team plays a backer D, and that is one of the hardest things in a zone backer D. It's
what
one of the hardest things.
It?
A backer.
Okay.
So you
explain.
So you have seven girls, and instead of having, you know, say, defense attack, defense attack, defense attack, defense attack, we have a girl on the eight. And then we have another defense in front of her, and it's kind of like that help. So say there's an attacker up front, right at the 12, and
you're talking the yard marker?
The yard markers.
12, okay.
12 meter, 8 meter.
Oh, 8 meter. Sorry.
And yeah, no, you're okay. And we will have a defender, an extra defender behind the defender that is defending the attacker,
okay.
And she's able to push up and give high pressure D, and then if that girl ends up beating our high pressure, like the high pressure D, you have that extra defender that's able to be there and give her help. There is things to break a backer D, but honestly I think we have such a strong D that not a lot of girls have been able to break that. The things that hurt us is cards. Cards is hard to get around, especially depending on refs and everything like that. But watching my defenders play an amazing backer D, and then if we're a man down, an amazing six man, they just know, their chemistry is just so amazing, and it always starts with them, especially like transitioning the ball. And we end up getting a goal. It starts with them. It starts with Bella as our goalie, and then transitioning the ball, or our defense getting a turnover and pushing that ball all the way forward. And I always, every single time, I always say it starts with you. If I get a goal or any of the other girls get a goal on the attack side or midfield side, I always say it started with you girls. It started with our defense.
Well, and I noticed when I called your game against St. Mary's recently, you had many 3-on-2, or sometimes 3-on-1. Now, did you score on all of them? No.
No.
Could you have? Come on, you probably could have. But anyway, you're right. That happens because of transition defense and offense.
Yeah.
Like, get the ball quick, whether it's a pass or a run or however it may be, is, you know, your best offense is a good defense.
Yeah, and I think St. Mary's was an amazing game that really kind of gave us, like, okay, we could have won that game 100%. And now we're going to move forward and take that game as a learning curve and be like, okay, what could we have done better in that game and move it forward into our next couple of games in conference. And, I mean, after that, we started to, you know, pick it up and started making a name for ourselves. And I'm truly proud of my teammates. And it started with Coach Asher, and it started with all of us having a positive attitude and moving forward. And we always say next play mentality. And we put that game behind us and moved forward, and it's shown a lot.
Well, I would say beating Albion 18-7 and then Alma 12-4 recently. 8 goals and 3 assists for you in those two games. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Your coach has lofty goals for your team.
Mm-hmm.
You're from that, you know, very good Concordia program. What kind of coaching during the game can your coach actually do? Or does she put some on the players to kind of figure it out on the fly?
I mean, I don't know if you've heard on, you'll see on the sideline, we have our sideline girls always screaming 60 seconds on the shot clock. Coach is always telling them if the ball's on the attack side, we'll have, like, girls screaming what play to have. Like, we have different names for the same play. We have, like, and also at the same time, sometimes we can't hear Coach or the girls on the sideline. I mean, the other day, I think it was, like, 2 games ago or 3 games ago, the wind was really, really loud, and we could not hear anything. And sometimes I think a lot of us on the attack side or even the defense side, sometimes they'll just – tell us that they'll throw a play out or one of our defenders or one of our attackers or midfielders. Sometimes we just can't hear her, and we'll just say a play and then we'll run it. Or, but I think a lot of us have really good initiative on when we should call a play and when we shouldn't call a play. I think we're learning a lot when it comes to, like, our settled attack on in general and just our emotion. And we've learned a lot from that as well. And I think we've been playing really, really well on just settling the ball, taking a breath, and then making plays.
Because when you rush, you can give it away, throw it away, drop it, things like that. That you answered the next question I was going to ask is, it's not all set plays. There's a general motion offense that you run.
Emotion, and everything is situational. No, and I think one thing that Coach is amazing at is when we do have plays or we do have emotion, there is, she can figure out every single situation possible. Saying if the ball, you know, ended up going flying in the air, she's like, okay, if this happened in this play, we need this to happen and this to happen. And I think that helps a lot of the girls moving in from freshman, like going into freshman year. I think it helps them a lot more too, as well, to kind of like understand going from, you know, high school club lacrosse and transitioning into a collegiate sport and collegiate lacrosse. I think that helps a lot in literally figuring out every single situation possible that could happen on the attack side and the midfield side and on a cause turnover or anything like that. But again, it all starts with emotion, and it's all situational no matter what.
Talking with Mariana Miller with the women's lacrosse team at Adrian College. All right, big game tomorrow night.
Yes.
On the road. It's basically your first playoff game. There is a scenario where if you do not win, you would need other things to happen. But simply put, if you beat Kalamazoo tomorrow night, you are in the MIAA tournament.
Yes.
And that's kind of a step one for your season. What's the approach been like this week? Like, what's practice been like, even though it's crazy windy?
We have nonstop been in film, watching film, studying the other team, figuring out, again, like I said prior, figuring out every single situation and scenario that could happen possible, but at the same time, like, making sure that people know that lacrosse is still fun we're playing for fun, but we're also playing for each other. And I know this is like a huge thing, and it's like, I mean, we haven't been to the tournament in a very, very long time, let alone win as many conference games as we have. And making sure that everyone has a positive attitude and just taking a breath. And practice has been, you know, again, like I said, every scenario possible, but also just, again, taking a breath and making sure that we are going to be okay, and whatever happens, happens, but knowing that we have made a statement for everyone in the lacrosse world and D3 world, like around Michigan, that you will see us next year. If we make it to the MIAA tournament, we will be there next year. And you might see us there this year, but everyone knows that we have made an amazing yeah. statement.
Well, and, you know, some work to do.
Yeah.
Kalamazoo on the road. Get a win, you're in. If you lose, here's the scenario. You need Alma to beat Albion.
Yes.
To get in. The most simple thing, just win.
Just
right?
win.
Find a way to get it done.
Yeah.
Great conversation. Nice meeting you and talking to you. And
nice meeting you,
know,
too.
We appreciate we being the college. I'm a grad, so I can
yeah.
say that. Coming down here and helping, you know, revitalize this program. And hopefully you can take it to new heights tomorrow night. Mariana, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Once again, that was Mariana Miller with the women's lacrosse team at Adrian College. A senior from Michigan, California. Kind of a back and forth deal. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. From the field to the diamond. NCAA softball coming up next. We'll be back with more on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Enjoy the spring weather with a home softball doubleheader against St. Mary's College this Thursday at 3 and 5 p.m. and a baseball doubleheader against Hope College Saturday at 1 and 4.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Enjoy the spring weather with a home softball doubleheader against St. Mary's College this Thursday at 3 and 5 p.m. and a baseball doubleheader against Hope College Saturday at 1 and 4.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Enjoy the spring weather with a home softball doubleheader against St. Mary's College this Thursday at 3 and 5 p.m. and a baseball doubleheader against Hope College Saturday at 1 and 4.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Enjoy the spring weather with a home softball doubleheader against St. Mary's College this Thursday at 3 and 5 p.m. and a baseball doubleheader against Hope College Saturday at 1 and 4.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Back to the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Ian Went. We have Josh Mitchell back in our downtown studio. Stacy Mitchell still not here yet. Megan Abby LeBaire is here with ACTV recording things for their social media platforms. So just give them a follow, ACTV, Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok. I think I got them all. Might as well follow The Cave, too, where you find us. A lot of local content. We have our weekday show, 7 to 9 in the morning. And this place pretty busy on a Monday night. Taylor had to park, like, way over in a different parking spot to get over here and do the show today. We are talking some NCAA Bulldog softball. And we have a sophomore outfielder from Pataskala, Ohio.
Yeah, you got
it right. All right. Yes. All right, that's it for the show. No, just Taylor Gearhart joins me with the NCAA softball team. Hello, thanks for doing the show.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
You didn't bring a bunch of your teammates. They sent you in alone.
They did.
All right, well, a lot to get to. I think they sent you in here because you lead the team in batting average, 379, leading the team with 39 hits, 32 runs scored, doubles, you have 10. Lead the team in triples with 4. You're tied for doubles. You also have 2 home runs.
Yeah.
And if anyone's been to that softball diamond, if you get a southwest wind, it's blowing right toward home plate.
Yeah.
So you got to really hit that ball out, or you hit your home runs on the road. I don't know.
Yeah.
So being a sophomore, you've committed this program where I feel like every time I talk with Coach Fox, she might be the most confident coach in a team that I've maybe ever interviewed.
Yeah.
Was that part of why you decided to come up here to Michigan and play softball?
It definitely is. When I met Coach Fox, one of the first things that she mentioned was she was looking for a championship, for a tournament win. And when she met me, she knew that I had that drive in me to want to win it all.
All right. Pataskala, Ohio.
Yes.
What was your softball scene like growing up? That place is unfamiliar to me. I don't know where that is. What's it close to, and what's your softball background?
Pataskala is close to Columbus, Ohio. It's like 20 minutes east of Columbus. So, yeah, growing up, softball was really good there. We had a great program from the age of, like, probably 8 years old. We had a great program, rec ball, through middle school and then high school. I played with that coach for many years, and it was very fun to play with him in high school. And we had a great team. We made it to states 3 years because COVID year was my freshman year. So we made it to states 3 years, and we didn't win any of those, but we came very close. And it was a lot of fun.
Well, and it piqued the interest of Coach Fox. What was the recruitment process like? Do you put film together on Huddle, or is there something different, or how does that recruiting process go? Did you even know you wanted to play college softball?
I did. I always knew I wanted to play college softball. We started talking through Twitter, now X, I guess.
There we go.
Yes,
it's
X.
Social media, yeah.
Yes, we met through that. That was a big recruiting thing for all of us. And she was, like, contacting me. She coached at Muskingum before Adrian College, and she was contacting me then. And I wasn't really, like, it was close to home, and I kind of wanted to go a little bit further from home. So I didn't really acknowledge it at first. But then she kept coming up to me and talking to me, and she seemed very interested in me, and I liked how she was confident in me and my ability to play. And I came on my visit, and that was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah.
I always think it's some like official, here's my tape, you know, here's my highlights. You have that, I'm sure.
Yes.
But then it's like a DM on social media, mm-hmm. and there you go.
Yeah.
Once you got on campus, freshman year, there's been a lot of good happening over on that side of campus.
Mm-hmm.
You played, if I'm jogging my memory, you would see some playing time, right, last year?
Last year I played all games except our first two, I think. Yeah.
Okay. You were in the outfield last year too?
Yes.
That's my bad.
It's okay.
If your coach is listening, I apologize. Well, starting as a freshman then, mm-hmm. it's not a given, right? It's not like...
No. You definitely have to work for it. Yeah, in the weight room and on the field, you have to work for both, and just always, like, you have to have confidence in yourself at all times, too, knowing that you can get that spot, because all the outfielders are seniors now. They were juniors last year. They're all upperclassmen. I knew I had to work through it, but I had confidence in myself knowing that I am a good player and I do have the ability to play.
Talking NCAA softball with Taylor Gearhart, a sophomore outfielder from down in Ohio, Columbus area, a couple hours away.
Yeah.
Right?
Like three
give
and
or
a
take.
Half.
Oh, three and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I mean, what? It's difficult to get any sort of good batting average, in my opinion, in softball.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to hit these pitches.
It is.
Have such good competition in the circle.
Yes.
And you got solid fielders all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a condensed look, right? I mean, the baselines are shorter.
Yes.
Everything's packed in. How have you managed this .379 batting average this year?
Well, as we always talk about, softball is a game of failure. And you have to have that in the back of your mind while you're practicing. But for me and for hitting, I like to focus on a line drive swing, knowing that in the game I won't always have line drives, but it should translate pretty well to getting in gaps and hitting the ball hard.
And so lower rather than swing for the fences?
Yes.
Are you here's my softball knowledge, are you like a slap ball hitter or
no.
more of a traditional swing?
Traditional swing.
Okay.
Slap ball hitters are usually on the left side of the plate, so like lefties.
Sure.
But
they want to cheat. Those lefties, they want to cheat.
Sure, yeah.
Get to first base quicker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I also am able to bunt sometimes, so sometimes that's good to use when they're not expecting it, because I do swing a lot, so sometimes they don't expect me to bunt, and it works out.
Well, this season, you have also, they should know you got speed, 21 stolen bases in 24 attempts. Talk about it's hard to get a hit. Hard to steal.
It is hard to steal, especially when they already know that you're fast. It is hard to steal because they are expecting it. But all I have to think about is just running fast and trying to make it to the base.
Are you allowed to get any kind of significant lead off?
No.
You can't, right?
No, you can't.
When can you get your lead?
You have to wait until the pitcher releases the ball is when you can get off the base.
Well, that's
yeah,
tough.
It is tough.
I'm sure some people cheat.
Some people do cheat. Timing is a big part of it. You have to, like,
yeah,
move perfectly so the umpire doesn't think you're leaving early, but you have to think you're leaving a little bit early just so you can make sure you make it there.
Can you get, like, a pitcher does, like, a rock back? Do you rock back with the pitcher and then get your lead? Or?
A little bit. I do a little.
Okay.
Yeah, I do a little rock back when I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. You have an 18-12 record on the season, 6-4 in conference. That's the one that matters.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the MIAA postseason. You do have Olivet, St. Mary's, and Kalamazoo left in conference play. You have, let's see, you split with Hope.
Mm-hmm.
You dropped two to Trine.
Yes.
And split with Calvin, if I remember right.
I believe so, yeah.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
So it's all around in front of you. You're currently fourth in the conference. That's mm-hmm. good enough to get to the tournament. You want to get that three seed.
Yes.
Or maybe the two, but, you know, at least bump up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the message been like from Coach Fox of like, okay, our quote-unquote tough stretch is over? I mean, you put in work. I mean, you had Alma trying back-to-back days
yes.
after, I think you had a Wednesday doubleheader.
Yeah, it was either a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and it just kept getting moved back because of the rain.
That's
it was
right.
Crazy.
So what's her message been kind of getting out of, you know, you had the Albion series, which went mm-hmm. well. So
yeah.
So what are the vibes like in the dugout right now? Are they good?
The vibes are very good. Okay. I think we've had really good energy recently, and that's translated into winning games, I think, for us. That's always good to have. We still have to keep working hard, knowing that we have to win if we want to make it to conference, which all of us obviously do. So we have to keep winning, and we know that. Keep working hard and just having confidence that we are a good team, that we are good players. And as long as we keep working as a team and hitting the ball and scoring runs and clean defense, I think we'll make it.
Taylor, based on your steals numbers, I'm going to assume you play center field.
I play right field.
Why is Coach not putting you in center field? It's more space to cover.
Yes, Megan Lupu, she's a senior. She's playing in center field
oh,
right
she's
now.
Quick, too.
She's also quick.
Okay,
yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
You kind of got a deep roster, right? I mean, it's tough to crack that lineup.
It is. We have a lot of good players, a lot of good hitters, and on any given day, anyone can be subbed in or pinch hit, and they'll do their job most of the time. We do have a lot of great players.
So Coach is saving your speed for the bases, not center field.
I guess.
I'll tell her that. I'll give her a hard time for that.
Okay.
All right, so you have a doubleheader with Capital University tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll have game one right here on the Cave. And then you have Hiram on May 1st, including also those conference contests.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of odd to have a non-conference game right in the middle of your MIAA season, but that's, I'm sure, because of weather and things like that.
Yeah.
What's your approach going to be? I mean, is Coach going to – I know you want to win every game.
Mm-hmm.
But the 6-4 record is more important than the 18-12, and you're playing a non-conference game midweek doubleheader.
Yes. Obviously, like you said, the goal is to win always, and I think we'll play those games the same as we would play any conference game. Having those games helps our strength of schedule, and that'll look better for getting into tournament if something bad were to happen, which
okay.
we're going to win all the games. So
knock on wood.
Yes.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Help the non-conference.
Yeah.
All right. Well, put it on your calendar, people. May 7th is the beginning of the MIAA postseason.
Mm-hmm.
They you know play that. It's a three-day tournament this year, I believe.
Yes.
7th, 8th, and 9th. They have, let's see, tomorrow Capital University doubleheader. If you can't be there, first game on the Cave. I might as well stick around for the second game. Not on the air, but just to be a fan. And then you got Hiram May 1st, and of course the conference contest with Olivet, St. Mary's, and Kalamazoo. AdrianBulldogs.com for all relevant information. That's it, Taylor.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You did it without any teammates.
I did.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, thank
you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, you too.
And once again, that was Taylor Gearhart, the sophomore outfielder from Pataskala, Ohio, with the NCAA softball team over at Adrian College. I'd like to thank everyone here at Frickers and Adrian, Tara, our server, Megan Abby Lubert with ACTV, Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College. For Josh Mitchell, back in our downtown Adrian studios, I'm Ian Wentz saying goodbye and good night. You've been listening to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.